Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study that found that hyperbaric oxygen therapy can improve cognitive function, quality of life, and brain activity among patients with chronic post-concussion syndrome. The brain consumes 20% of the body's total oxygen at a healthy state, but after an injury, the recovery process requires additional energy. Unfortunately, mild traumatic brain injury results in mild ischemia, tissue hypoxia, and edema, which may cause cognitive impairments. We may be able to use hyperbaric oxygen therapy to increase the oxygen level in the brain during healing and improve the metabolic environment necessary for recovery. However, we lack enough data to support this treatment decision. Therefore, the authors conducted a randomized clinical trial to investigate if hyperbaric oxygen therapy affects brain activity and cognitive impairments among patients with mild traumatic brain injury and prolonged post-concussion syndrome. The authors randomized 56 patients into two groups. All of the patients suffered a mild traumatic brain injury and complained of cognitive symptoms for 1 to 6 years after the injury. Medical and neuropsychological practitioners blinded to the treatment groups evaluated all patients with the MindStreams testing battery. Additionally, brain activity was evaluated with single photon emission computed tomography, and quality of life was assessed with the EQ-5D. The authors evaluated the treatment group participants after 2 months of hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which consisted of 40 daily sessions, 5 days per week, 60 minutes per session, at 100% oxygen at 1.5 ATA. The crossover group participants were evaluated after 2 months of a control period without any treatment, and then 2 months after hyperbaric oxygen therapy. The crossover group revealed no improvements during the control period. Following hyperbaric oxygen therapy, both groups improved their cognitive function and quality of life, and had elevated brain activity in areas responsible for cognitive function. This was the first randomized controlled trial to examine the effectiveness of hyperbaric oxygen therapy to improve brain function among individuals with a history of mild traumatic brain injury and chronic post-concussion symptoms. The imaging results indicated that oxygen concentration was sufficient enough to promote cellular and vascular repair to regenerate brain tissue in areas that are typically damaged. However, the therapy itself is very time-consuming and may not be a viable rehabilitation option for some people. Also, none of the patients included in this study suffered an athletically induced mild traumatic brain injury, so this therapy may not be beneficial for concussed athletes. Oxygen is fairly affordable and easy to administer. If oxygen delivery without the hyperbaric chamber would have similar effects, this could lead to better concussion rehabilitation programs. It would be interesting to examine if this treatment over a longer period of time with shorter pressure periods would display similar effects. In the meantime, this study demonstrates that hyperbaric oxygen therapy has potential for patients with chronic post-concussion symptoms, and hopefully this work will prompt more research on the influence of oxygen levels on a brain after concussion. This past week, we also had two other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first post described a meta-analysis that found that pediatric patients may benefit over the short term from early surgical management of anterior cruciate ligament injuries. However, we need more clinical trials and additional information to determine the long-term implications of our treatment decisions on the growth plate. The second post announced the release of a position statement from the American Medical Society for Sports Medicine, entitled Overuse Injuries and Burnout in Youth Sports. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media post included a systematic review that reported that three ACL intervention programs successfully reduce non-contact anterior cruciate ligament injury incidence rates in female adolescent athletes. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.